Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Men's Room podcast from TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. If, like me, you love a little deal, then you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If you keep spending, you'll keep on saving. That's the Toolstation Club. So make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app. A Bosch. This is the Men's Room podcast with me, Tom Skinner, alongside the legend, and that is the 17th hardest footballer of all time, Neil Razor Ruddock. A reminder, you can see us and all of our amazing guests with your own eyes over on the TalkSport YouTube channel. Now, let's get into this week's podcast.
Hiya.
This is the Men's Room podcast on TalkSport with me, Tom Skinner, and the one and only, the man, the myth, the legend. You know what? You have been on everyone's bedroom wall, haven't you?
Most probably.
Yeah.
Especially your mum's.
Always starts in the lower tongue. But, right, yes. We ain't got time to catch up today.
No messing about.
We have got someone very, very special.
Amazing.
He's run all the way, the whole length of Africa. And he was still late here today.
And just wanted to speak to you boys, that's all.
That's why you run, to
exactly,
get there.
Yeah.
Did you go south to north?
Hang on, I'm not introducing yet. We are here with the fabulous, the amazing, the inspirational, the fastest, hardest, bestest looking ginger fella I know. How are you, Russ?
Yeah, I'm
Can I ask one question? Why did you run Africa?
Why come on the pod?
Yeah, why did you come on the pod?
Just want to have a tear up, mate. Like, want to look back when I'm an old man, say, we absolutely had it.
Why did you start from the bottom and head to the top?
Well, I was actually going to start from the top, but we couldn't get Algeria visas right at the last minute. So I had to flip the mission on its head, get everything shipped to SA and start from the south. And then I thought, by the time we get to Algeria, we'll figure out a plan how to get in. And it worked out in the end.
What about food and drink and fresh water?
Mate, I was sponsored by Huel, and they sorted me out a load of, like, I don't know if you know what Huel is, but it's nutritionally complete stuff. So that was like the base of my diet, and then we'd have local stuff as well. I've got food poisoning all the time.
Did you lose weight?
Yeah, I started off about 74 kg.
Wow, you wouldn't get on that.
Finished about 64 kg.
That's 20 odd pounds, maybe 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know when you started it, Russ, yeah?
Yeah.
What was the goal? What was that, you could say, how long, did you reach your goal in the time you done it? So, was it 300 and?
And in the end, I think it was about 386 marathons.
What?
Yeah. In 352 days.
So a year?
Yeah.
So you've done more than one marathon a day, basically.
Yeah.
He's the hardest geezer, mate.
That's why he's hard. That's why he's here. We don't have idiots on our... Well, we have two idiots on our podcast every week. So what, was it a charity?
Yeah. We've raised $950,000 for charity so far.
Wow.
Trying to go for the million.
So please give him some money, get him to the mill.
Yes.
I'm gonna donate, Razor's gonna donate, TalkSport gonna donate. Is that right, TalkSport?
I will.
Good guys.
Are you doing the marathon this weekend?
Yeah.
You are as well?
Yeah.
Mate, geez, I don't think you understand, he run here today.
Don't it hurt you?
Nah, it does. My body's a bit screwed in at the moment.
What about, would you have any problems with your feet, blisters or?
Yeah. The thing is, once you get loads of blisters, you do it enough, and then everything just goes numb anyway. Don't really feel it in the end.
You know, like your toenails. I remember you telling me your toenails fell out,
they're
didn't
they? They'd continuously fall off, and then go back, and then fall off, and go back.
Mate, you are the hardest man in the world. What about trainers now? How many pair of trainers you must have got?
30 odd pairs of trainers, yeah.
In a year. Yeah. Sounds like my kids. Yeah. So you had a planned route?
Yeah.
Was there a problem? How can you plan? How many miles is that?
Well, 60,000, okay, about 10,000 miles.
What? Yeah. How can you plan a route at 10,000 miles?
Well.
So it's road closed or there's a.
It's running, isn't it?
Yeah.
But. It's not like, oh, that road's closed, well, we go that way. You don't know where you're going.
Mate, in a lot of these countries anyway, well, in definitely a few of them, there's not many routes to choose from. There's normally just like one road going through the country.
What about wild animals or any scares?
Yeah, saw loads of snakes and stuff. Yeah, you'd have to be careful, right? Because obviously you're going for nature poos, no toilets out there. So you're just
going
out in the bush.
You're going for a in the bush.
Yeah, you're just getting that deep squat on and going for a poo in the bush. But, you know, you have to do a bit of a scout before you get down.
Imagine that spider going up your arse and biting.
It's like going to his ass. You tell a story. I went in the middle of the night, went for a piss in his
almost
ass.
Almost killed Razor Ruddock.
I got electrocuted.
Did you?
Can I tell the story?
Yeah.
So basically, we had a problem in our kitchen, yeah? With the electric. So me and Razor having a few beers, come in my house, there is sparks, all the kitchen out, and they're rewiring the kitchen, like fixing it. So I thought, touch. We've gone down the pub.
Yeah.
My wife has rung me and gone, you need to come back now. But she always does this. She went, I've just put the tap on, washed my hands, and I've been electrocuted by the water. I went, listen, babe, we ain't coming back from the pub. Like, like, shut up, the sparks are fixing. Put the phone down.
You've gone, like, that's a new one, babe. We've
come back, Razor's gone to sleep, and he stayed downstairs on the sofa because we're drunk, we're too drunk, he's too drunk to get home.
Yeah.
I've gone upstairs, all of a sudden, 3 in the morning, I've had a, ow! Bang. So I've run downstairs, he's there, all his hair's up in the air.
No.
I said, wait a minute, so I flicked the light on because I couldn't see where I was going. It's a metal flick, it's electrocuting me.
Put me on my arse.
Yeah.
So you can stick the snakes up your arse. You don't get electrocuted in Africa, do you?
No, you don't.
So there's, what else, scorpions and
shit
like that?
Oh, mate, all sorts, yeah, scorpions, snakes, like, they're the main ones, spiders. It's like the little poisonous ones that are.
What about lions, a big lion?
I only saw a lion once.
Only once. Oh, as a result.
Yeah. So that.
Because you ain't big enough. He is a bit too slim. He's only exactly. He's only bone. He ain't going to eat you, is he?
He's not even worth it.
He's just going to hurt his teeth eating you, isn't he?
Exactly.
So I read, was there when you nearly got kidnapped or something?
Yeah, in the Congo, we had a bit of a dicey situation going on there.
Oh, and what?
Oh.
You're on us.
Yeah, so, well, it's kind of a hard one to explain. I haven't really. It was one of them situations where it happened. It was totally nuts, and then I just parked it, carried on running, and haven't really thought about it since. So it's quite—it's a bit of a long one. Maybe I'll tell you boys another time once I've processed it a bit more. Yeah.
What that arms?
Well, there was a situation with some boys with a machete, and then ended up in a village, and the boys came and got me. It took a while. Though. It was a bit of carnage, man. Normally they drive on like 20k. And then I'd come run, meet them, then they drive another 20k and I'd meet them, another 20k and meet them.
So you're on your own basically out there?
Pretty much, yeah.
With people, like normal people looking at you think, what's that?
Yeah,
thinking, what, ginger white man? Never seen that before in your life.
He's, well, it must be off his nut, eh? And,
So obviously this podcast is all about men's mental health. And
yeah.
When you was running, you obviously spent a lot of time on your own, yeah? How did your brain work? Like did you get depressed? Did you get down? Was it good days, bad days?
Definitely good days, bad days, mate. Like, you know, try and stay positive, just like you. Try and stay positive as much as possible. But sometimes these things just take a bit of a grind on you.
So you're locked on your own.
How did you keep on going, man?
Mate, like, I'm just totally obsessed with getting Tunisia. That was the only thing that mattered. Like, it was just, you know, run Africa or die trying. Absolutely obsessed. So. There was moments where I'd be like, God, this is a bit or I don't.
Yeah, I'm only halfway through.
I'd be like, in Nigeria, running up a mountain going, it's all right, I've only got 6,000 miles left to go. But
So it was up and down, ain't like a
mountains, desert, jungle, the lot, mate, savannah, like everything. Yeah, just seen it all, run it all.
Serious, mate.
That's right, wasn't it?
But, it's unbelievable.
I've had vans blow up before that sort of mileage.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, well, I think one of the underrated stories of the whole thing is an Iveco Daily made it through pretty much the whole thing.
I've had another good van. Good van. Iveco Daily, good van. They got the long back, dual wheel. Was it dual wheel?
Nah.
Not
in that. No, I had a dual wheel at the back to take
away. No, so last century.
So it was an old one, to be fair.
Yeah.
So what time of day would you do it? Did it
change? I had different cycles.
So I suppose, like, when you start, it's going to be hot. If you start, you know,
I did it all, to be honest. Started it, like, I had the phases where I would start at 6 a.m, like wake up, get out it early. And then I had phases where I did all nights in the Sahara Desert. I did night shifts. I ran during the night, slept during the day.
Does it get so cold in the desert at night?
Freezing, mate. Yeah.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's freezing. Then I'd, you know, I tried to prioritise sleep quite a lot because it's like the biggest thing for recovery. So
how long did you sleep for a night?
I'd try and get at least 8 hours. Like, it didn't always work out, especially
what were you sleeping in?
I slept in the Iveco for the first 6 months, and then when we got into the, like, the mountains and the jungle and stuff, we needed to get a 4x4, so I bought another 4x4, and then I slept in the 4x4 and the boy slept in the van.
How long did it take to play all this? I mean, was it like years, from
me first having the idea to me getting to the start line was about 2.5-3 years.
Yeah. Did you prepare, did you train it, or just,
yeah,
you just
always loads,
like, you've always been a runner?
Not really, like, I did a lot of running as a kid, then I got quite fat when I was like a teenager, just boozing too much and things. And then when I was about 20, my mate got me into running again, and yes, then I've been running ever since, mate.
So when you run over here, do they say, you lost Africa's that way, you
Yeah, you're I do get track. A bit of that now, yeah.
Recognisable, don't
you? Yeah.
Obviously, everyone knows you for running Live from Africa, and what an achievement, yeah? But what was Russ doing before the running?
Mate, I've done a lot, mate. I was cleaning toilets, scrubbing floors, pulling pints. I worked in prison for a bit. Pretty normal just stuff, really, yeah. And then I started running when I was about 20, properly, when I started running marathons about 20. And then ever since then, like, I've just been training like every week.
What,
like,
on makes you stuff so dedicated? Is there anything behind that, any trouble you've had in the past or anything that's like, yeah, built you up to push yourself? And because, mate, like, I don't think you're probably one of the only people in the world, and yeah, you're probably the only, that could keep on going and do that. Like,
yeah,
it's unbelievable what you've done.
I've definitely had some times in my life where I've been properly miserable, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think I know what that feels like to live that kind of lifestyle where I was a teenager, young lad living by myself. I'd be going to Lidl and getting like the cheapest tins to cook my dinner and stuff, didn't have no money. And like, very isolated, I would just be hating my job, waiting for the weekend, going out drinking and gambling, pissing my money all the way. And I think when you do that for a while, and for me anyway, like, that made me so miserable that it kind of forced me in to do something about it. Do you know what I mean? It's like I couldn't cope with that level of misery. Yeah. So I had to do something, had to try things that were to try and escape, basically, and get out of that situation. And then, like, I found running.
That saved you. They got you out of that.
The running and, like, the whole, you know, started getting in shape, started feeling better about myself, all of these kind of things, and it was like a positive spiral. And I think it goes in both ways.
Could have gone the other way. So exactly, you found something that you love that's making your mind sort of, you getting your mind in a good place, and it's getting you in
absolutely
a good place,
man. Yeah. So I think it goes in both ways. That, like, you get the negative spiral where you start just like everything going to shit, and you just kind of like I just like hit that wall where I was like, something needs to give here. I need to do something different. But like, I always remember how that feels, and so it's like,
it's a release.
Exactly. I think, like, running's tough, but I'm like, well, it's not as tough as sitting there.
It's a run, you know, we like that. We like that, Sam. Running's tough, but it ain't as tough as sitting on your ass thinking bad things.
Exactly, yeah.
Talking about the wall, you know, they say people hit the wall in marathons. Is it when there are days where you just hit the wall, you know, you see people go wobbly, you know, when they're coming down like Buckingham Palace, like at the end.
All the legs gone, yeah.
Do you go to jelly any days?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get the wall as people talk about it so much in the marathon anymore, but I do, you know, there's definitely moments where, like, you know, leg goes, back goes, muscle will go, I'll just be empty, no, I haven't had enough food or something, but you just kind of pivot my way out of this, just shuffling about.
I mean, we had a chat on Monday, yeah, and you were saying that them Huel drink saved you, really, didn't they?
Oh, mate.
Because the food out there was, there was no food, was there, really?
Yeah, so the food situation is one of the things that I miss so much about this country, is that, like, you go on every street corner and get whatever food you want, really, and it's all really good quality, but out there, it was...
You gotta be careful.
In a lot of the countries, it was quite hard to get.
What about the people and the kids you see? Like, you know,
Oh, mate, like, they were unreal. Like, most of the time, like, 99% of the time, people were just unreal to us. Like,
yeah, nice.
Get us into you know, their villages, they might not have much to give, but they'd give it to us, you know.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
We're so lucky in this country. You know, like, we go, oh, would have the government's done this.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
But you think, like, I mean,
Brussels taxes, mortgages. Yeah, well,
we just love a moan, the British.
Yeah,
don't
we do,
like,
yeah.
Out there, like, you was running a village, they had nothing. They had no food, no
and
water.
And they're still giving what
and they're
got.
Still giving it to him. Yeah. And he took everything off of them. I don't know.
So, you must have you looked at, you must be a world record, 380-something marathons in 350 odd days. It's got to be a world record.
I don't know, to be fair. Don't know.
It's got to be, innit? They can't be beaten.
I think
people can't do a year of marathons. Surely.
I think people have.
Have
done
they?
A year of marathons. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
The world record is like 600 marathons in a row or something.
What?
Yeah.
That's madness.
They definitely had no.
So you're basically you're a marathon runner.
Yeah, I'm not even good. Yeah.
You're not. Yeah. Why did we get? Get rid of him and get the man who done 600. That's what we wanted.
No, don't get it wrong. He ate 600 marathons.
Oh, right, he ate 600 marathons. Snickers, man.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The Men's Room podcast on TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. This is your little reminder that you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store, or via the app. You might be thinking, why would I sign up? But I'm glad you asked. At Toolstation, if you keep spending, you keep on saving. Signing up means that not only will you get a lovely 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, but there are thousands of prizes to be won. So that's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today online, in-store or via the app.
So obviously you're back now, you smashed it out of the park, yeah. Right? And you have been getting inundated with messages and people trying to get you to do TV, radio.
Yeah, yeah.
So out of everything, firstly, why did you pick us?
Because I think you're a geezer. The way I see like all the media stuff is just like people want to see you actually do it first. Yeah. Fair call. Same with the donations.
I bet a lot of people wanted your pal as well.
Yeah.
You get them big balls,
and
they go, oh, yeah, you're
going to
do that.
Mate, I just wind me up. Like, I go to war on Twitter, yeah. Right? So I probably don't do myself any favours. But I see it after people going, hardest geezer's a fraud. He's definitely got a plane to so-and-so. He's got, just see it. Like,
yeah,
he's got a cab. I think you're like, mate, he's on there every day, right? Like, while...
I upload every single run to Strava and Garmin, so anyone that wants to hate...
Yes,
Go and look at it. It's all there, every meter's there. Go and scrutinise it. I don't give monkeys, mate. It's literally, the evidence is there, so, like... It's got heart rate, it's got cadence,
You love the haters, because you succeed and the haters is just mug themselves. That's the greatest thing about it. In success, it's, you know, it just mugs the haters.
It's just like,
but I can see that some people's point, oh, you know, we only want to talk to you now because you've done something that someone else can't do. But that's a great thing, isn't it?
That's just how the world works.
Yeah. I thought, look, through what you've done, you've raised almost £1 million for charity, which is unbelievable. You've done something that everyone said was impossible. You've run the whole length of Africa, yeah? You're now sitting here with a market trader, an ex-footballer, Like,
days.
I don't know, there's bigger things to come for you than that.
Where you prawn cocktail, yeah, right? You got your fillet steaks down the road, fillet steak, and then your cheesecake. Well, we just got a little prawn cocktail just to get you on your way.
I love prawn cocktail.
You love your prawn cocktail. You know what I mean? It's like altitude training with us, it's just get you prepared for the rest.
Yeah,
talk about that altitude as well. Is it up and down altitude?
Well, yeah, so there was a few mountain ranges.
What a good question that was.
A few mountain ranges in there, like the. The one that I wasn't expecting, which is actually pretty hard going, was in Cameroon, Nigeria border. There's like these volcano mountain ranges, and like I was doing like 1,500 meters elevation gain in a day, which is bigger than any mountain in the UK. You know, like big Ben Nevis is only 1,300, so like
could you feel it?
Climbing a mountain. Yeah.
Did you have any doctors stop and check you out?
I was pissing blood in the middle.
You were old.
5 days of pissing blood. I thought I should probably go to a doctor. Went to a doctor in Namibia.
No pain, just pissing blood.
It was a little bit of pain, but it weren't too bad. So
what was it?
We don't know. We went to the doctor, they did some tests, they couldn't really figure it out. And then, so I took two days of basically no running, and then I stopped pissing blood, and I thought, probably
good. Do you reckon there's a bit of chafing or something?
Again.
I don't know.
Something crawled up you. All right, that's what happens. Something's crawled up there, started nibbling away at your nuts.
Yeah, they did some tests, there was protein in my piss, which is normally pretty bad news, but I don't know what it was.
You just run it off?
Just run it off there. I'm only pissing a bit of blood. Yeah, we're shaking. Yeah.
I tell you what, running, right? Well, I'm going to have a couple of days off, because when I run, I piss blood. I'll have just a couple of days off, and then I'll run another 6,000 miles.
It happened a few times, that did.
But wait, could you imagine a Premiership footballer
pissing blood?
Like, if they piss blood, it would be like,
They'd be home, their mum.
They'll be at home
on their mum sitting watching snooker. That's what I'd have done.
Yeah.
No, but nowadays, imagine the teams. Like, he and his mates in an Iveco Daily van. Yeah, he had no big physios or big team. He just went out on his own. Like, how many
in your team? What, a couple in the van?
So I had three of them. Two of them were just camera guys and editors. We did like YouTube series and that.
Yeah.
So they were just sorting that, and then I had one guy doing logistics, but he also ended up doing some camera stuff. Yeah. But honestly,
did they get on the piss like, and all that?
A few times. A few times. Christmas Day.
Yeah. Imagine just waiting for that. Travelling 20 miles waiting for this
What's the nightlife like in Africa?
So we had, I'm trying to think how many we had here, not many. There was one in Angola. I had like two stubbies of beer, like 250 million sharks. I was like, oh, God. So I can't really remember what too much happened there, but I remember the beer tasting lovely. It was like the first beer I had in like 3 months, a little stubby beer. Like,
oh, cold.
Cold, fresh.
Oh,
it was unreal.
That's good, isn't it?
And then we had another one in Benin.
What's that?
Benin's next to Nigeria, in between Nigeria and Togo. And it's a really small little thin country. And they only sold little sachets of booze. And it's not like it, it's literally like a packet, like a little packet like that filled with like ethanol and some flavourings, so that's rough gear. It's petrol.
It's literally petrol.
So we had that, a bit of that. That was rough. And then on Christmas Day we was in the Guinean jungle and we got some pastiche.
What is pastiche?
Pastiche tastes like.
Yeah.
But see, it's like Ouzo-y stuff, isn't it?
Pastiche. Yeah, it's all that nonsense. It was grim.
How many countries did you go through then?
16.
16 countries?
Yeah.
South Africa,
Namibia, Angola, DRC, Congo Braz, Cameroon, Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Guinea, Senegal, Mauritania, Algeria, Tunisia.
What was the best sort of running time you had and best one?
Everyone for different reasons, but like when we got to Algeria, we'd been in the desert, rural desert, no tarmac, no roads, nothing for about 2 weeks, no signal. I'd just been straight lining through the desert for like 2 weeks. Then we rolled up to Algeria, and Algeria, it's not many people go because it's not very touristed, but it's a beautiful country, very well developed as well.
Yeah.
So that was like the major step up in development. Like you've got like supermarkets and
so you went through a few cities on the way. There's cities.
Yeah. So that was like a big moment where it was like, we've done the hardest bit of the mission, which was like the rural Sahara Desert, and we rolled up to Algeria, and I was like, oh, unreal.
Stuck out on a bit of water.
Yeah, they had like sweets and stuff. I was like, oh.
Bit of Haribo.
Like yogurt
what,
and that.
It was
like,
when you finished, what was it, the first thing you wanted? When you finished, what was that, what were you craving? Other than a bit of that.
Well, I thought it was
Dino's calf. Dino's calf. Dino's
calf. Now, what was you cracking? I was thinking, because I'd be running up thinking, I can't wait for this. I'm going to have like.
Yeah, I've been thinking, like, I was thinking like Domino's pizza, like with the garlic cut a bit.
Yeah.
That's just so good.
Domino's pizza, new
roll,
sponsorship.
Double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Like, every milkshake. Like, the lot. I've been stepped.
when he was running it, I sent him a message going, mate, fantastic what you're doing. Like, when you get back, we go Dino's Calf. Yeah, we went Dino. He's back now. He's back a week. Went Dino's Calf on Monday. What did you have for breakfast?
Pasta, wasn't it? Pasta.
Yeah. Pasta macchiatini.
Massive bowl of pasta.
Load of Tabasco.
It's bang. They do proper portions there as well, don't they? That's the worst thing about when you go to get food and they're giving you like half your portions. I'm like, mate, I'm a grown man, give me some proper food, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they know the score at Dino's.
Oh, Dino's is proper, mate.
So, I mean, I can't, with the amount of food you must have got, I mean, you must have run out, you must have like, how'd they stock up? If you're in the jungle for 2 weeks, how'd you stock up? You have rations, you must have rations and.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? You think about that,
out.
Do you? No. Where do you get the food from? You can't carry years full of food in a van and all sleeping.
We just get local stuff, like Gus.
What, in the jungle, though?
Like, you just bowl into a village, they've got something, you know.
It was like flour and water or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, so pup, it's just like a flour and water mix. It's a bit grim, kind of like that.
Like a moody porridge.
But a lot of the countries as well, especially the ones that were colonised by the French, they make good bread. No, we don't like to give the French too much credit for a lot,
but they do make good bread when you're hungry.
Yeah.
It's the governor, isn't it? Bread.
French.
Warm bread. Unreal.
Yeah.
And it's, and they do it on their own, it's nice crispy now.
Yeah.
And, oh.
Yeah. Like,
he's having 6,000 calories a day.
I'm nominal, mate. I'm just getting it in.
6,000?
Yeah.
What's normal? 2.5 for a grown man, isn't it? Big man.
2.5, yeah.
I'm not of the biggest guy, do you know what I mean?
I mean, you're the hardest guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hardest guy.
Hey. Don't be put off by the frame.
hang on. You are the 17th hardest footballer of all time.
Yeah, he's the hardest. 17th. He's the hardest runner.
Yeah, 17th.
That's
what
they say. Not happy.
That's a joke.
I mean, if you run Africa or anything, but I'll have a good fucking lazy bastard. You didn't run back.
Would you do it again?
Give him a break.
No, would you do it again?
He's doing the London Marathon.
I'd do another continent.
We wouldn't do the same one again.
Not again. Not
so London Marathon should be a piece of piss for you then, Sunday.
Right, yeah, should be.
Shouldn't
right.
It? Should be like.
Yeah, mate, you're going to need security with your arm. You are going to get, honestly, I don't think you understand, you are going to get every runner in the world loves you. He's going to put their arm around yourself, but you are going to get mobbed at the marathon.
And people are just going to beat him as well. They'll be like, you'll get people dressed as chicken and rhinoceros running past
them. No, they wear the swimming caps and they run. Like,
do you know the funny thing about the London Marathon? I see a geezer dressed as a chicken, right? And when he got across the line, they wrapped him in tinfoil. That was taking a piss. So, mate, listen, any other plans? You can't stop there.
I've got things in the pipeline. I've got ideas, but they need some time.
Can you
to
swim?
Get executed. No, I'm terrible at swimming. I can't actually swim.
No, right, well, that's
well, like, would you, do you know what I'm
saying? Cycling?
No, I know.
It's boring, that.
What about?
It's like the easy version of running, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's people, cyclists are shit runners, aren't they?
Yeah.
Basically.
I mean, no offence to all cyclists out there, but yeah.
Yeah, and they drive you mad running, going around London on bikes, going through red lights and that. Have you knocked a few of your cyclists?
In the van.
Yeah.
So come on, is it
sorry,
so in the pipeline, it's to do with running. You can't
mostly,
tell
mostly, yeah, but I might delve into a few other things as well.
What danger? Well, you're the hardest man in the world. What other dangerous things can you
maybe
do?
Maybe a few mountains and I might a bit of swimming, might learn, you know.
No, no, to swim. Right, so he's run Africa, right?
Swim.
He's the hardest man in the world. He's run the length of Africa and he's going to learn how to swim.
Cornwall or New York.
Backstroke.
Doable.
The long
doable.
Way round.
Doable. Hey, doable. Has anyone ever swum that?
I don't think so.
Has anyone ever swum? No.
Of course not.
How can you swim fucking freezing?
If you had a
Titanic got in the Atlantic. What's the swim we're going to do?
You heard it here first on TalkSport. The hardest kids is now going to swim from Cornwall to New York.
The long way round.
Yeah, the long way round. In breaststroke.
Yeah. I'll get my goggles back on. I'm right out.
Mate, listen. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of runners who...
Millions?
Millions of runners who want to run like you, but they can't, all right? So for anyone out there now who's watching, what can you say to them that will inspire them to go that bit further on their next run?
Well, I'd say, like, the most important thing is just to get your head out the door, you know? Like, I don't think necessarily comparing yourself to other people is the way to go. Like, running, it's an individual thing. Just try and be better than you were yesterday. And yep. If you keep doing that over a long period of time, then it's kind of mad how far you can get.
Basically, get off your arse, stop thinking mad thoughts.
Yeah, just do it, man. Just do it. Literally, just do it.
Just do it. That's all you've got to do.
Russ, so, like, this is a serious question that's been on the back of everyone's mind.
Yeah.
If you shaved off your beard, no one's going to recognise you. Is that the reason why you're keeping it?
Well, the reason I keep the beard is because if I shaved it off, I look like a 13-year-old girl to start. And also, I just thought I'd keep the ponytail for a bit because I've always been skinhead.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm never going to have long hair again. Might as well just milk this for as much as it's worth.
Thing is, you're so famous now, you will be shaving it off soon because you'll get pissed off. He gets pissed off with BOSS! Lazy bastard!
Oh,
thank you very much.
Nice one, boys.
Cheers, guys.
I have met the hardest man in the world. Oh, nice sorry, man.
Russ, thank you. God bless you.
Nice one.
Love,
cheers,
mate.
Lad.
Good luck with you, my friend.
Top stuff.
Good man.
Cheers, wow. Man, boys.
And that was the Men's Room Podcast with TalkSport, with the legend Razor Ruddock, with me, Tom Skinner, and of course the artist geezer, Russ Cook. Get it on YouTube, get it on Spotify, get it anywhere. It's the absolute governor. Listen to it on your next run.
Yeah.
Toolstation are the proud sponsors of the Men's Room Podcast on TalkSport. Join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money. Getting a 5% discount shopping with TalkStation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If all that isn't enough, then remember, if you sign up, then you will get loads of exclusive discounts that aren't available anywhere else. That's the TalkStation Club, so make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.